Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hey guys, so you read it right. There was a family brawl at Cheesecake Factory. So I went the other night and I was eating with my brother. So we're sitting there. It's pretty fairly crowded in there, you know. We're just sitting there. We're having dinner, enjoying ourselves, laughing. And then right after we ordered our appetizers, all of a sudden we hear this like scuffling of chairs. Like, you know, you just hear chairs start screaming. It starts screeching kind of as they're being pushed, you know, abruptly across the floor. And then we hear screaming. So first there's a man's voice, then there's a woman's voice, then there's the B word, then there's someone else. And so we're like, oh my gosh. So my back was to the people. So I'm like, well, do I need to duck? Like, are there about to be gunshots? Like, is it a brawl? Like, what's going on? So my brother can see them. And he's like, oh, they're arguing. And so then I kind of turn around and look, and that's when I hear the B word go out again. And I look, and you know, some family members are trying to restrain the other family members. Some people are trying to be calm. They're like, no, let her go. Someone needs to control her. And so it's getting out of control. The manager goes over there and it's a whole big outburst. It's a whole big thing. And so we're sitting there eating, and you know, nowadays you don't know if someone's going to pull out a gun, if they're going to start shooting, or what the case may be. So I'm always like more guarded, and I'm like, what's going on with, you know, do I need to duck? I just really didn't know, because you could see that it had really, really escalated and they were very angry. And so half of the family members, or about four or five of the family members, went outside. And so they went outside and they're trying to talk and they're trying to calm the one lady down. And then the one man who was trying to get at her, he was trying, you know, he was saying that he was going to go out there. They're like, no, don't you go out there. And so I'm sitting here like, Lord, I just came here to eat tonight. I didn't come here to do this. I mean, I know you called us to be ministers of reconciliation. And I started, you know, praying for peace and praying for calm and praying that things would just settle down, that they would calm down. Because, you know, it's graduation time. It's graduation weekend. People are graduating. They're celebrating different things. And it was a very large party, probably like 15 of them. So obviously they were there to celebrate something. There are these family members who get together, but as we all know, sometimes things are brewing underneath. Sometimes it's usually not just the one thing that said, but the one thing that said kind of, I guess, reminds the person, or it sparks some underlying conflict or issue that's already there. And so they were, you know, they went outside, and then all of a sudden I looked out and I saw the police were out there. And I'm like, oh, Lord. So that's when I really started praying. I was like, God, please let this, you know, situation de-escalated. Please let them calm down. Because there's nothing worse than, you know, flying in to celebrate a graduation or a wedding or some family time and then being arrested, right? Escorted to the police station, having to be bonded out, and all having to pay bail and all this different stuff because you let your anger and let your emotions get out of hand. And so they stayed out there a pretty long time. We were able to notice it because Cheesecake Factory was taking way too long for our food, which I was like, please let them hurry up so we can leave and go home. And so I just prayed. I was like, God, I just invite your spirit into the situation, bring peace to this chaos, calm the situation. And I pray that there won't be any arrests, because again, obviously they were there celebrating something together as a family. Things just got out of hand, emotions got involved, and no blows were exchanged. But of course, you know, you may know or may not know, you can be charged with assault if someone feels threatened that they were going to be hit. And obviously, if you're lunging towards someone and you're saying crazy stuff, that could be considered assault. So it was just a really sad situation, because I just started thinking about how quickly something that's beautiful, something that's wonderful, something that's supposed to be fun, a family get together, just went left. And so they stayed outside and the police came in. They kind of walked around the restaurant and they wanted to interview the lady, to figure out what her story was and whether or not she wanted to press charges or anything like that. And I'm like, Lord, please let them just let this go. You know, just let it go. And just, you know, whoever needs to leave and go back to the hotel or whatever, just let them leave. Just let it not end up being really, really bad, because being arrested would be really, really bad. And so, you know, they kept talking, intervening, and eventually the young man and two of the other men left. They settled their checks or whatever, and they left, and the rest of the family continued on with their dinner. And so I just wanted to share this, Brawl, not because it's exciting or wonderful that this happened, but just to remind you of something that's in Proverbs 15:1. And it says, a soft word turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And so this is just a reminder that sometimes it's best to say nothing or just respond with something kind or something nice. People might get your goat up. They might say something. You might be like, what? Don't do it, guys, because it can turn into something really bad really quickly, as you see with this situation that happened at Cheesecake Factory. Now, the family has to explain. There were younger people there watching these adults behave in a way that was totally inappropriate, and you don't have to go there. Just remember to stay calm, take a couple of breaths. Nothing's really that serious. Nothing's really that important that it's worth going to jail, right? So I just wanted to share this story and remind you to guard your emotions, guard your heart. A lot of people are on edge. I, you know, read a lot of newspaper articles and see crazy stuff happening every day, like people coming to the door and getting shot at a door just because they rang the doorbell. A man shot a little girl and her parents. I mean, I think he shot the little girl and her parents because her ball rolled in his yard. Like, the devil is busy, right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, power, spiritual hosts of wickedness, right, in high places. And so we have to remember that. We have to be on guard, and we have to use wisdom. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Some places you might have intended to go, it just might not be the day to go. Sometimes if you already have an issue with people, you just need to, like, put some time and space between it, because things can go bad really quickly. So it's just a reminder to guard your heart, guard your emotions, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to walk in the Spirit, not the flesh, right? So that we can stay in peace and we can avoid strife and confusion. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We thank you for the reminder that you are not the author of confusion. We pray for peace. We pray for an additional grace to be able to handle all of the dynamics and things that are concerned with being with family and being with friends in times that should be celebratory. We know that sometimes tensions can fly and get high, and things can be visited or revisited that bring tension or anxiety or strife. So we pray peace. We pray unity. Jesus, we invite you into the situation because you are the Prince of Peace. Let there be a spirit of love and community and togetherness and forgiveness and understanding as people come together for these times of celebration, family reunions, graduations, and other things that should be times of great joy. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. Make it a good one.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.